Right, you know, today seems like it's going to be another great day down here. The weather's terrific. We've had good weather all along. You know, we had some days that were pretty warm early on, and it's really cooled off now. The players, of course, like it when it's like this. The people here at Minnesota State University, they've done a great job of hosting us like they have in years past. This Mankato, the entire city, has just been terrific throughout the time that we've been here, and there's a good reason why the Vikings always look forward to, you know, renewing the relationship year in and year out. They are tremendous hosts, so thankful for their support and the way they have really laid out the welcome mat for us. Today, of course, being our final practice this afternoon in Mankato, our guys are kind of looking forward to breaking camp. They're looking forward to getting back to Winter Park and some familiar surroundings, but we still have a lot of work to do. I think when you summarize this training camp from our perspective, one of our goals was to try to bring this team together by the time that we were leaving Mankato, be able to have a sense that we were headed in the right direction. I think that's the case. You know, we're beginning to see some guys emerge as leaders. That was one of the things we wanted to see with this team, find out internally who would be the players that would kind of lead our team and help us to go in the right direction. That's beginning to happen. The competition at the many positions has been very good, should be good for our team. That's beginning to clear itself up a little bit. We still have a few more outings where we'll get a chance to get a better idea of how things are going to shake out. But between the competition and building the team and seeing some young guys improve, we feel like it's been a successful training camp. A lot of things we set out to do are being accomplished, and we've just got to keep working with the time that we have remaining when we get back to Winter Park.
So what, if anything, would you say you've learned about this team through 3 weeks here?
You know, the attitude has been so good, Tom, going back all the way back to April 23rd. And you know, you wondered, coming to training camp, if that would continue, you know, knowing that things would change because of the competition at positions. But they've been great. I mean, they've been working hard amongst one another. The competition hasn't, you know, lowered at all. It's been good. The one thing I've learned is that we got some guys that are fighters and really want to compete and make things happen and want to see this team improve, and that's encouraging. I mean, they want the same thing that you know, all our coaches and our fans want.
Sort of the idea, too, going six straight days in pads there early on was just to put these guys to a physical test and see who came out of it.
No doubt about it. I mean, it was a part of it. You know, you want to challenge them. You want to see who's going to moan and groan and complain, and if they're willing to make the sacrifices that we thought were necessary to improve our team. And part of that is, you know, sometimes doing things you don't want to do. And, you know, you have to find out how guys are going to respond in those situations as well. Because there are going to be moments in games, as we all know, where things aren't going to be right and you still have to be able to function and function well.
Who emerged as a leader's emerging pattern? Did someone emerge that surprised you, or who were those guys?
Yeah, we still got a little more time, Mark. I want to see how things continue to go here in the next couple of weeks. But there are a couple of guys that I'm really impressed with, one being John Sullivan. Really like the way he's stepping up, and I don't want to put the bright light on him. He's kind of been in the shadow of some of the veteran players that were on the line with him in the past, and all of a sudden he finds himself in a leadership role, and he's really beginning to take that mantle, and we need that. And Phil Lotholder has been another guy, you know, doing the same thing. And we got a few other guys that are stepping up on the other side of the ball, but John is the one that kind of sticks out to me.
So you find a lot of guys that are 35 and the 14th year playing cornerback the way Antoine seems like he's certainly not falling off the table.
No, I mean, he's still competitive. I mean, he still can make plays out there, and he's definitely in the minority. I mean, to find a guy still performing at the level that he performs at his age and his tenure in the league, it's unusual. But it just goes to show how talented he is, but also how smart of a football player he is, because it's more than just the physical at this stage of his career. He really understands offenses, wide receivers, and what it takes to be successful at that position. And he's rare, and he's very unique because of the combination of being a smart player and also a very talented guy.
Is there a plan for him to start early and be a caretaker when somebody's ready to step in and he moves more to the nickel and not play as much, or is that still up in the air? What's your plan?
Well, I mean, he'll have a lot to do with that by the way he plays in these remaining preseason games and how the season goes. But, you know, we're still evaluating other guys in the secondary to determine what their roles are going to be. So it's kind of early right now to determine what his role will be.
Unless you got still have three preseason games, some roster moves to make. But you've had 3 weeks to look at things. Is there an identity shaping yet for what you think this team is?
Yeah, you know, we have some goals, Brian, for what we want our offense and defense and our special teams to look like, what we want this team to look like. And I think one of the things that has come out of this training camp, as I mentioned earlier, I think we are coming together as a team, and we are taking on the characteristics that we like to have as a team. We want to be a tough team. We want to be a smart team. We want to be a disciplined football team. And, you know, I'm seeing some of that in the way we're practicing. I saw some of it in the San Francisco game. Now it's a matter of, are we talented enough to go out and do the things we have to do on Sundays? But I think the foundation is being laid to do it the right way, and, you know, the rest of it has to come over time.
With John Sullivan stepping up, too, is kind of doubly important, is it not? Because he's working with that offensive line in transition, plus he's working with Christian.
Exactly right, and that's a big deal. You know, we've got a young left tackle that we're counting on in a big way. Although Charlie's been in the league a number of years, he's still a new position for him here in Minnesota. And at the right guard position to his right for John, I mean, there's a young guy there who's kind of, you know, learning on the run as well. So the fact that John is emerging is a big plus for our team and Christian as well. So we need that from that position. It's so, so key. And you don't always know who's going to be that person to step up. And as Christian matures and grows, you know, one day he's going to be leading our team and taking control and doing certain things. But to have John going to the forefront like he is now, it'll help us.
You have such a young roster right now, just generally overall. Was there trepidation coming into this camp about the youth on that roster? And has anybody kind of caught your eye to sort of calm what made them some nerves?
I don't know about trepidation because it is what it is. I mean, this is our roster, and this is the group that, you know, we made a decision that this is the direction we're going to go. So you try to bring that team along and develop those guys along the way. And there's a lot involved with that, especially when you have so many that could potentially start for you and really have to have an impact on your team. But no reservations. You know, I think we're doing the right thing, and it's just a matter of how soon it all comes together and what parts do we have to fill along the way. You know, we'll have to continue to, you know, I know Rick and his staff will have to continue to keep their eyes on the waiver wire, see what's out there, and see, you know, what other ways can we continue to make our team better.
Did you alter anything for camp because it's a younger roster? I mean, did you take things a little bit slower in installation or anything like that?
No, but I did take this into account when we were putting together the schedule, that we really needed to have time to teach. That was going to be so, so important. We couldn't just say, you know, the guys have familiarity with how we do things and they understand the system, know the system. That's not the case here with us this year. So we really started from the bare basics as if nobody knew anything. But the plus was that we had this off season to kind of give us a leg up on training camp. And that's been a big, big plus with so many young players on our roster. So no real alterations other than understanding we needed to have time to teach. And that was one of the reasons why we went to the morning practice and then the morning walkthrough and the afternoon practice, which I think has helped us.
So how long will you go with the no touch rule on?
Have not. We talked about it last night. You know, at some point here real soon, maybe next week, we'll, you know, have to let him get a little contact. And it depends a little bit on how he's feeling and where he is. We are going to get him a few more reps today and try to increase that as we go along. But as far as the contact, we'll have to make a decision on that as time goes on.
Of all the guys who are a little nicked up right now, is Schwartz the only one who's really in doubt for the opener, the regular season opener?
Yeah, I would say so. He would be the only one. All the other guys that are a little nicked, we should get most of them back, if not next week, for sure, the week that we're preparing for the Texans, even if they don't play any game to practice. So Jeff would be the only guy.
Good news. I mean, you're 3 weeks into this thing. Childs has that horrific injury, but you haven't lost a starter for
anybody. Big deal. It's a big deal in training camp because all you got to do is read the wire and see teams losing guys. But, you know, it's the NFL, so we're fortunate at this point.
You see the story about the Giants blaming a bunch of back injuries on the beds in their dorms?
Mm.
Does that give you – with all the technology that's come along, continuing to have these guys sleeping on cots in the dorms, it seems a little bit archaic, isn't it?
Well, you know, we like our situation here at Mankato. They have been very good. Our players I mean, they like this situation. Our coaches like it. Minnesota State, they've done a great job with the dormitory, with the cafeteria, the location of Gage. I mean, you guys know Gage is going to be torn down. That's going to be we'll miss Gage, but this has been a good situation for us.
The guys have been playing last Friday.
Yeah, the only guys that won't play, those guys that are injured, are, you know, the Jareds, the Percy's. Those guys are all playing. Yes. Our goal is to try to get those guys at least through the first quarter, maybe through part of the second quarter as well. We have a number of plays that we want to get to, and you know, we'll see how it goes. But well, we want to get everybody some action before we get to that third preseason game.
Is it more of a test for Fusco playing this sort of a team now as he continues to develop, having somebody over him in this game?
It's a very good observation there, Mr. Pelissori. That's exactly right. 4-3, he'll get more of a test than he did a week ago in that 3-4. So we're all anxious to see how he responds. And they've got a good defensive front early on, so he'll go against some pretty good guys. So we want to see how he responds. But you're right, he will be more tested than he was a week ago.
Well, how did you feel about how he played against San Francisco?
I thought he held his own pretty good. I mean, there are a few things that, you know, he'd like to improve on, and he will as he gets more work and more confidence in what he's doing. And this game will be a real good test because the team we open with is going to be a 4-3 team when we open the season. So this will be good for him.
What did you think of McLeod's performance?
I was impressed with the way he came in and had the confidence that he had shown in practice. He threw the ball around, you know, was pretty confident with some of the things that he did. I thought he did a good job.
High end for a guy like that, kind of a potential practice squad spot with your situation at quarterback right now?
You know, we feel like we've identified our starting quarterback. We feel pretty good about our number two quarterback. So, you know, he's right now, as we speak, he's fighting for that third spot. You know, things could change, but he's fighting to be that third quarterback. There's a battle to get that done. We're not pigeonholing him and saying, you know, he has to be a practice squad candidate. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Do you like having Sage, though, as that guy, the third, the veteran guy in the room? Because you got a couple of young quarterbacks there.
Yeah, we like having Sage. I mean, that was one of the reasons we signed him back, because of his veteran experience. And, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. I mean, there's competition across the board, even at the quarterback position, with the third spot.
All right. Thanks.